How to become an artist and enjoy every step. Art has finally forced me to rest a little while. I still did a quarter of a realistic painting today, a realistic continuation of the lady and her dog, but at a much slower pace. Using the reference images tool as a tracing and color guide, by stretching it over the entire Krita canvas, aka Catby technique, is an incredible teacher. Remember, over it, not next to it. When you set the reference to 1% opacity, your color picker will still grab the correct colors from the invisible reference photo. I use a 15-inch by 15-inch 300 dpi canvas. I work zoomed in so far that I can see the pixels. It never really feels like tracing, because you are always working with layers. In no time, you will break down the nose into bottom shadows on one layer and the nose dome on the top layer. You are building up knowledge of the face without any concern at all that you will somehow get stuck. Your reference image will teach you and protect you. It will inspire you to create works that would make the younger you pause in disbelief. When you are working with a wall projector in the physical world, you are always adjusting things and shimmy-shammying and trying not to get paint on you in the twilight of your studio, which is to say your room or basement. On the computer, you get to focus on learning a bit more, and everything you do on the computer translates quite perfectly to the real canvas. For one, you need your reference images in the physical world too, and you need a huge pane of glass over them. That glass surface is where you will need to mix, or at least test, your colors. Fantasy art, where you paint faces by just following a system you memorized, is great. But realism demands far more, especially when you paint on real canvas in the physical world. You need the colors on the glass pane, and you need the shape reference in the form of a projector. And you need to keep your image in a photo editing program like GIMP, where you can have multiple layers, some for outlines, others for highlights. For example, projecting shadows on a canvas that you already painted to some degree isn't going to be very useful, as the projected image is dark in that area. You will need to invert the colors so that the wall projector is emitting light in the area where you need to paint the shadows. All of this is reduced to a much simpler environment here in the open source Krita. And the simpler your setup, the faster you master. But asking which canvas is superior, the real physical one or the virtual computer one, is a silly question. There are no reasonable answers here. You learn faster on the computer, and the canvas won't cost you $50 each time. That's about all you can say. And please remember to purchase an inexpensive $40 pen and tablet for your computer. The tip of the pen is a pressure sensor that will allow you to gently paint in semi-transparent layers of the color you have picked. One extremely important lesson, a source of regret for many artists, is not making a time-lapse video of your creations. Just get a cheap camera with a time-lapse feature and put it in the corner somewhere. In Krita, enable the recorder docker, play around with the settings, and hit record. Maybe enable automatic recording too. Just make sure the resolution is not set too high, or you will fill up your hard disk. I am working to create a new, more realistic portrait on top of a lowbrow version that I already published. This will make an interesting 5-minute movie about the transition from surrealism to strange realism. Finally, the hard pursuit of artistic realism under Krita will give you a solid, solid art education in less than 3 weeks. You may end up with as many as 10 fine portfolio pieces, merely as part of your self-education. By tracing under Krita, you instantly become an artist. Once you get to the point where you are building scenes from the photographs you took and arranging them in GIMP before setting up as reference under Krita, you will discover, and I promise you this, that it is not tracing. You will find that what you thought of as tracing was true art all along.